Blackstone Audio presents. The Middle Place by Kelly Corrigan. Most everything I do these days is dedicated to Edward and the girls, but this book is for Phoebe, who wouldn't let it go. Prologue. The thing you need to know about me is that I am George Corrigan's daughter, his only daughter. You may have met him, in which case, just skip this part. If you haven't, I'll do what I can to describe him, but really, you should try to meet him. He's Catholic. That's the first thing he'd want you to know about him. Goes to church many times a week, calls it God's house, and talks about it in loyal, familiar terms, the way the Irish talk about their corner pub. It's his local. When he was 70, he became a Eucharistic minister, so he helps Father Rich hand out the host a couple times a week. Sometimes a parishioner named Linny looks at him with a certain peace in her eyes, and when my dad tells me about it, he gets misty. You also need to know about the lacrosse thing. He's in the Hall of Fame, partly because he was an All-American in 1953 and 1954, but mostly because now, in his retirement, he marches up and down the field of my old high school, Radnor, side by side with a guy 30 years his junior, coaching the kids who want to be lacrosse stars. I've watched 100 games sitting next to him. Both my brothers played for years. Not being an athlete myself, I am amused by how attached he is to the game. He remembers every play and can talk about a single game for hours. The words don't mean much to me, but the emotion needs no translation. And he's a Corrigan. He was one of six loud, funny kids who broke out of a tiny house on Clear Spring Road in working-class Baltimore. All athletes, except Peggy, who was a beauty, and Mary, who was a comic. The others, the four boys, played ice hockey in the winter and lacrosse in the spring. The house had three bedrooms, one for the parents, one for the girls, and one for the boys. There was a single bathroom where they bathed, one kid after another, in an old tub of lukewarm water, once, maybe twice, a week. My Uncle Gene, who made a career out of college athletics, often jokes that the real appeal of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?